أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكلا ضربنا له الأمثال وكلا تبرنا تتبيرا ولقد أتوا على القرية التي أمطرت مطر السوء أفلم يكونوا يرونها بل كانوا لا يرجون نشورا وإذا رأوك إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي بعث الله رسولا إن كاد ليضلنا عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها وسوف يعلمون حين ترون العذاب من أضل سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about some of the objections that the kuffar had raised with regards to the Qur'an al-Kareem. That why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal this Qur'an in one revelation like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur to the respective Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. On that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a Nabi, that was the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but at the same time when the people did not take heed and they refuted, disbelieved in the various Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab had come down. So if they're talking about the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the past that should be followed by Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allah is free from all that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes one hear about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system could have worked insofar as destruction is concerned. One last part of those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. After speaking about the people of the past, the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the people of Nuh, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoke about the Ad and the Thamud and a community which was known as Habur Ras. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ, that for each one of them we had presented a similitude, examples, وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that each one of them we had destroyed, annihilated completely and totally. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks more particularly about the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh of Makkah, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ, that when we look at the reality of their travelings, they went to what was known as ancient Syria, the Levant, and there they went past the areas in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam. They had known and they had heard the stories of these people from the local communities, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly they had come upon the villages upon which we had caused evil rains to fall, the rains of stones that came down upon the people of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned upside down the cities of those dwellers and how Allah's adab came upon them. These people had passed by, they had seen it. Afalam yakunu yarawnaha, did they not see it as it was? Did they not hear about this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Bal kanu la yarjuna nushura, the reality of it was that not that they did not see, it wasn't that they did not understand or they did not hear about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth and the reality is this, that they do not have any hope, they do not have any yaqeen with regards to the uprising, to regards with the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. And because of that lack of iman, because of that lack of conviction with regards to the akhirat, they did not pay any heed. And this is usually that a habit of man, that we feel that these things cannot happen to us. We take things for granted. We take the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granted. We will see things happening around us, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down. We will see people in different situations, people in good health and people in sicknesses, people in wealth, in affluence, and then people are brought down to the ground. But yet if we feel within ourselves that this cannot happen to us, we feel too high and mighty that all this is beyond us. And this was one of the sicknesses of the kuffar of Makkah also. وَإِذَا رَأُوكَ إِيَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَا. The second sickness after seeing the adab, they did not take heed, is that when they would see you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not take you but mockingly. In other words, they would not understand you in any other way, but they would begin to mock you. And what was the mocking? أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. Is this such a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends as a Rasul? In other words, couldn't Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah choose another person to be the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first objection obviously was that why did insan come down? Why did a human be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not a farishta, not an angel? And the second was that out of all the people, wa na'udhu billah, could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you? There were many, many wealthy people, the leaders of Makkah, the leaders of Ta'if, people who what the world would have thought had skills of leadership, etc. Why did they come down? People of affluence, etc. Such a person should have been chosen as a Nabi of Allah. So thus they should mock Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that as far as wealth is concerned, as far as affluence is concerned, you have absolutely nothing. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you as a Nabi? Going on further, and they further mock Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they say, in kada layudilluna an alihatina lawla an sabarna alayha, that it would have been very soon that wa na'udhu billah Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and look at the words, that he would have deviated us from our gods, that we were on the straight path worshipping these idols, calling these hundreds of idols by different names and worshipping them and offering our sacrifices, etc. But if we were not firm on it, then wa na'udhu billah he would have deviated us, lawla an sabarna alayha, if we would have not remained steadfast on it. So even then, when a person is on total deviation from the path of Allah, a person is far, far away insofar as being astray is concerned, yet these people thought that they were on the right path. And wa na'udhu billah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come to deviate them from the idols. Their persistence on the worship of idols, they had interpreted it as being steadfast and remaining and holding on to something. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, that very soon they will come to know. And when would be that time be? حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ, when they see the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is like Allah Rabbul Izzat explains in other places of the Quran, when the time of maut comes and the angels of the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat come down, the other will be in the akhirat, when they see the fire of Jahannam. And what would they see? Man adallu sabila, that who of the two parties were more deviated and more astray from the correct path and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these conditions of the kuffar of Makkah, and really there is lots for us to also to introspect, that how much don't we see the change of conditions in this world, but yet we do not take heed. We feel that we are far superior to all that, and we feel that we are excluded from all those adabs of Allah, from all those punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a time we feel that we are on the straight path, when we deviate from the path of Allah, when we heedlessly refuse to make the ibadat of Allah, follow the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet we feel that we are on the straight path. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.